Well, if somebody asks you what restaurant to take a visitor to, what immediately comes to your mind? What about a local vendor of maybe great food or maybe a quirky tavern that's always fun to visit? Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. We are going to have a great time talking with Martin Hintz today. He's one of the authors of Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin, The Best Restaurants, Markets, and Local Culinary Offerings. Joins us from our Milwaukee studios. Martin, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it.
Well, welcome, Larry. Thank you so much for having me on. It's great fun, as always.
Well, yeah, you and I have done this a couple times, time or two, I think.
Well, we always like to flog the product, as they say, and when it comes to food, to really pound that one.
Yeah, yes. Well, I tell you what, and I was looking through the book today, and your book, and I thought, oh, this must have been fun to put together. How'd you decide to write this?
Well, my wife Pam and I worked on this, and our publisher, Globe Pequot Press, out in on the East Coast, we've done several other books for them, including Off the Beaten Path, Wisconsin, and some other ones. And they asked if we'd like to work on this food guide to Wisconsin as part of a national series the publisher is doing, concentrating on states and cities around the country. And, of course, when it came to steaks, burgers, fish, cheese, we jumped on that, of course. You know, so it was nice of them to think of it. You bet. Right.
And so you did some delicious research?
Well, somebody has to eat their way across this state. So I rose to the occasion, and wife Pam made sure that I didn't have four or five helpings, so she was a big help on that. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun doing it, and having covered the state for so many years, we kind of knew good spots to hit, and, of course, yep. we updated everything, and got a lot of support and encouragement and suggestions from friends in the Farm Bureau, writers like Gary Knowles and Madison, other people like that. Everybody has a favorite, and so it was kind of hard, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah, to pick out which ones to include. And you've divided the book into regions, and then you divide it into categories, which makes sense to me. And under, you've got, let's see, foodie faves, is that right? And landmarks.
Right.
And And then specialty stores, markets, and producers, that's one area. And then great bars.
Well, somebody, yeah, I love beer, so there's so many marvelous breweries around the state.
You know, you should have invited me along. I could have, especially the bar part, I would have loved it. I love our local, we have so many great local bars and local beers, I should say, craft beers.
Well, of course, this is a state for that, plus cheese naturally. And, of course, you know, hops are becoming the crop of choice here in the state, and it's easier to get product that goes into these marvelous brews. And of course, distilleries are popping up around too, with vodkas and gins, and Great Lakes Distillery and Yahara and some other ones. So we have a great range of products here.
Absolutely. Talking today with Martin Hintz, one of the authors of Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin, The Best Restaurants, Markets, and Local Culinary Offerings. I hope you'll join in with your questions or comments, or maybe you've got a suggestion. Maybe there's a favorite that you have, or at least a favorite comment regarding food. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or post on my Facebook page. Go to the Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And Karen in Viroqua is on board here, so let's go to Karen. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi.
Good to hear you. Thank you so much for your show. I just wanted to make a comment about the area in Wisconsin where I live, which is Vernon County.
Yes.
And I live in Viroqua. And I can't say enough about not only the flavor of the food, but the quality of the food. I understand that Vernon County produces the most organic food in the nation. And I just feel really lucky to live here. There are two restaurants that I would like to mention at this point.
Yes.
One is the Driftless Cafe, and they're both in Viroqua itself. And the other one is the Rooted Spoon. And not only, like I say, they're very flavorful, their dishes, but the ingredients are top quality and mostly organic as far as I understand. So that's what I got to say today.
Ah, well, thank you so much. And actually, Martin, you've got, I'm sure you've got at least Driftless mentioned.
Yeah, we do. So that you beat us to the punch on that. And that's a great little spot to stop in. And this whole bit about organics is so important to the state. We're second only to California, and that's because they're a little bit larger and when it comes to specialty farms. But we're right up there at the top, and it's really important to get that local produce, local meats, local fish. And that's one of the things we tried to highlight in this book, hitting restaurants that really try to use stuff that's not, hauled from all across the world to there.
Yeah.
And so when veggies are in season and everything, oh, man, you can't beat it.
Well, and Karen, you should know that actually both the Rooted Spoon is also mentioned in the book, too.
Oh, good.
So.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
I have to mention, I grew up in Italy. I lived there for 15 years. So I developed a particular palate for food.
Yeah.
And like I say, I can't say enough about the flavor and the quality. And I think it's one of the reasons I moved here from California. Because the earth here is so alive. It is just... totally blessed. It's wonderful.
Well, welcome back to the state. We'd love to have you.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks a lot for calling. And Mitch in Prairie du Sac, let's go to you. Hi, Mitch.
Okay, thanks, Larry. I wanted to put a plug in for the Dorfhaus Bavarian Restaurant in Roxbury. They were just voted recently in the Madison Magazine as best fish fry and best cocktail in Daytona. Also, their historic dance hall has hosted over 1,700 weddings in the past 53 years. And their Bavarian smorgasbord with all their homemade food, one of them being homemade spatzel.
Whoa. We'll meet you there for lunch. Give me 20 minutes.
That sounds like a plan. Think of all the wedding dances. How many? 1,600, did you say?
No, over 1,700 in 53 years.
1,700. Oh, that's
That's a lot of wedding cakes. I bet they do a really great job.
It's a lot of polkas, too.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for calling, Mitch. Appreciate your call. Talking today with Martin Hintz. Martin is the author of, 100 books or so, including Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin, the best restaurants, markets, and local culinary offerings. And one of the great chefs that I know
I thought you were going to say one of the great polka dancers.
Well,
that's Larry.
I have to say I'm the hot polka king.
Well, there you go. Well, maybe we can polka our way over for some spatzel. That would be a good trade-off, I think.
But before we do that, we have to talk about why we're here. We're here to ask you to support the programs you enjoy. Your support makes high-quality, commercial-free programs on WPR possible. And when you pledge today, you'll be entering a drawing for an iPad Air.
Ooh.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Now's a great time to support this program, the programs you value. Go to WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552.
And last hour, we heard from 35 listeners. Thank you so much for those pledges. Each of those people will be entered for that iPad Air drawing. This hour, new goal. We have a goal of 60 pledges. These hourly goals are really important. They help us stay on track financially so we can keep the discussion going strong on Wisconsin Public Radio. So take a moment right now and give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, at the end of the program, you'll often hear the guest say, well, thanks for your great listeners. You are indeed thoughtful, active listeners, and really thank you for contributing to the quality of our WPR programs with your questions and with your comments. And thanks so much as well for your financial support. It makes it all possible. If you haven't pledged yet, do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I often hear from guests who have been on before, and as soon as I ask them to come back on the show, they say, oh, I would love to. Larry's so great to talk to, and your listeners are the best, and you are the best. You give to WPR to support these programs. And as an added incentive for you, we have something special right now. It's the Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin that we're talking about. Larry's been salivating over here over all the different offerings, and it's yours. When you give $120 or more, that comes out to $10 a month. So ask for it now. The Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin, when you make your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I like listening to WPR because I learned so much. You never really stop learning. Being a sustainer for Wisconsin Public Radio makes my husband and I both feel like we're members of a big, wonderful family. My husband and I discussed it. He says, like the Barefoot Contessa, how easy is that? I think Wisconsin Public Radio is important because it makes you think outside the box. I tend to have a narrow vision, and listening to public radio has opened up my eyes and my ears and my mind to all that can be and all that is. I'm Pat Steers. I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I enjoy very much being a WPR sustainer, and I know you will too.
And Pat, we are so thankful to have you as a sustainer. Well, what about you? You can pledge right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson, asking for your support of WPR during our winter membership drive. And maybe your gift is $20 a month, or maybe it's $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
I'm guessing you have a story about how you first became a WPR listener. Maybe you discovered us by accident and then just never changed the station again.
I started when I was about, 10 or so.
You actually did? I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, and now is a great time to create the story about how you first became a WPR donor. Not you, Judith.
I've been a donor for a long time.
Everybody
proudly.
Else who's listening in. It might start out like this. I was listening to WPR, as usual today, when I realized it was time to donate. And so I did. Finish that story. Maybe it's $5 a month or $10 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we'll all live happily ever after
end
of that story. Well, you know, when we say public radio, what does that really mean? Well, it doesn't mean government-funded radio, and it doesn't mean free radio. Public radio means listener-supported radio. And guess what? You are that listener.
Listener support is the single largest source of our operating budget, more than business contributions, more than federal tax dollars, more than state tax dollars. Your gift of any amount really matters at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And it's so hard to give, isn't it?
Oh, it's just terribly hard. It takes all of about 2 seconds. Now, giving is actually really easy. All we need is your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay for it.
Save time and money. Use a credit card if you can. Make a one-time gift, or better yet, start automatic sustaining donations directly from your bank account. That would be wonderful, too. You choose how to give, though, and then do it at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And the important thing is to give the amount that feels right for you. And if you need some help figuring that out, well, think about this. Put a coffee cup on the counter, empty preferably, and put in a dime for every time you hear something you're glad you've heard.
And even if it's only three things a day, then WPR is worth probably about $10 a month to you. So don't delay. Make your contribution now of, say, $10 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We've got so many ways to say make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. We can say stand up and be counted, or make your voice heard, or support what you love, or show Larry some love. You do all of those things, and you really make a difference when you give. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I have no idea how many pledges we've had during the show so far, because we're having a little glitch here. We'll get that resolved.
I think we're looking for 54 more.
Is that what we're looking
for?
Oh, it just changed.
Yep.
Okay, good.
like magic.
It was like magic. I turned my head and it changed. You can help out right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. As an added bonus, remember, for your pledge of any amount, you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air. And sustainers, don't worry, you're automatically entered.
And also, you won't want to forget to ask for the Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin with your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. There are great choices of restaurants and bars and markets and specialty shops. So many wonderful things that Larry's going to continue talking with Martin about in just a minute. But in the meantime, pledge now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That is WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And again, don't forget, for a $120 contribution, we'll send you a copy of Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin.
And Karen from River Falls, Wisconsin says, I listen to WPR every day and love the program quality. Well, if you agree with Karen, the time is now. Pledge now, be entered for an iPad Air, pick up a copy of The Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin. That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Great to have with us today our guest, Martin Hintz, who has written many books and articles on topics like history and food and travel. His most recent book is Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin, The Best Restaurants, Markets, and Local Culinary Offerings. He co-authored that with his partner, Pam Percy, and it's great to have him along. Certainly, you may have some ideas about your favorite restaurants or market or bar or specialty food shop. He's got a bunch of them in his book. And so I hope you'll join in. The number to call, by the way, is 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And again, our guest, Martin Hintz. Martin, you've highlighted a lot of ways for keeping up with food news, which I thought was kind of interesting. What do you recommend?
Well, there's all sorts of great publications in this state, and as well as programs like yourself, Larry. You know, you can talk about food pretty regularly. The City Magazine's Madison Magazine, Milwaukee, and M Magazine in Milwaukee. They always cover chefs, restaurants, hot places to eat. You can get Edible Milwaukee and Edible Madison are two great outlets. The local newspapers, we'll see whether it's the Shepherd Express or the Isthmus or just Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Madison papers, they usually cover the eating scene. They know their audience. So this is Wisconsin, after all. We love to eat. So sure, you can pick up all sorts of good, new, fresh ideas and what's happening. And also online, don't forget that. You have onmilwaukee.com, and you've got a number of other ones around the state that touch on the food. Food and beer. There's beer blogs and just kind of.
There's a lot out there.
Start Googling.
And you also list some, which I was going through the events. You list some great events and festivals that focus on food. What are some of your favorites?
Well, Pam and I really love the Green County Cheese Days out in Monroe. That's so much fun. And of course, you get really good Limburger there with raw onions and all that good stuff. So that's a lot of fun. And that's held every other year, and I think it's being held this year, too. Beef-O-Rama up in Monaco is a barrel of laughs. Where's your beef? Well, it's everywhere there. They even have a parade of roasts, which is kind of fun, and a roast cook-off. And so it's more than just grazing. You can do a lot of family things, kid games, and all that. So those are two good ones. And, of course, there's the Watermelon Festival, Cranberry Festival. Everybody has, including the rutabaga people, have a festival. That's
you bet.
Up in Cumberland. So.
There's a rutabaga queen in Cumberland.
You bet.
An every
honor,
year.
Dubious honor, but an honor nonetheless. Right?
I love that town. I did my PhD research. Part of it was in Cumberland, so I have a real fondness for that. For that town. It's a wonderful place. Martin Hintz, our guest today. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking with Martin Hintz about the Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin, and great to have him along. Thank you so much for listening in. And of course, there's never a shortage of people with ideas about good places to eat. Ron in Eau Claire, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Larry, for taking my call. It's kind of a double whammy here. Victoria's Restaurants, I know I've been at the one in Appleton and Rochester, Minnesota, and I believe there is one in Minneapolis. But anyway, they use all Parmesan cheese, grated Parmesan from the O'Galley Cheese Factory in Grand, Wisconsin. And I don't know if anybody knows or if everybody knows, but Grand and O'Galley Cheese took first place in the United States Cheese Championships this year with their Parmesan. So Victoria's Restaurant is using that cheese.
Oh, man, you're
awesome cheese. It's a fantastic. I've been to O'Galley Cheese Factory, too, and it's totally awesome.
Do they do little tours, or do you... Do they have little tours, or is it kind of it's all in one little spot anyway, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if they do tours or not. I'm not sure.
Well,
you could find out who does cheese tours through the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Has a gloriously good website, and you could check in with the folks there, and then they would be able to tell you what cheese. And of course, the Monroe Tourism. The county tourism people have a good handle on what's down in that area as well, New Glarus and Monroe, and a lot of good cheese factories there. So those are two resources you might want to consider if you're on a cheese trail.
Ron, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Hey.
I think you're right. We had some comments, some Facebook comments. A Facebook comment from Cheryl in downtown Platteville. There's a little spot to get the best bowl of soup. You can get the lunch anywhere. It's the Driftless Market on Main Street. It's open Monday through Saturday. Three options each day, and they're always delicious. So the Driftless Market on Main Street. I'm not sure if you got that one in your book or not.
Well, we try to hit as many as we can.
Yeah, I know.
You betcha.
You start thinking about it. How many restaurants... How many thousand?
We had several hundred, And the Wisconsin Restaurant Association is a great resource as well, and they're so helpful, and they encourage local produce. They encourage new ways of looking at cooking, and they have a nice site that you can find places in your particular area as well. You know, we could do about 12 volumes on this, and Pam and I were laughing about, God, where do you stop?
Well, you know what? Here's a guy that knows a lot about wine, Philippe Cocar. Philippe.
Hi.
Hey, it's
how are you?
Great. It's great to hear from you. What's up? What are you? Well, you're here to talk about wine, I bet.
Well, actually, you know, wine and food. You know, being in Wisconsin for 30 years, I have seen a total turnaround in what was available, what is available today. The quality is awesome. You know, I think Wisconsin is the next mecca for food, produce, organic, cheese. It's really good place to be at. On top of that, I would love to put a plug for the Wisconsin wine industry at large. You know, there is over 7,500 wineries that are trying to be noticed and make a go at it. So more and more distilleries, vodka from potato, bourbon, brandy, whiskeys. It's a great place to be at.
And you're right about that. Yeah. Martin, a comment?
Well, there's some new ones popping up all the time. Of course, we love Wallersheim. That's marvelous. And then like Chiseled Grape up in the Cedarburg area, their Woman in Red wine is just really neat. And they've opened up maybe a year or so ago. That's a great one. So he's right. There's just so many places to tap into. And a lot of the chefs and people doing menus are becoming more and more skilled in pairing. Which helps the diner, I think. And a lot of menus list what would be a good wine or a beer or another beverage to go with your food. So that's a good mix. We work together.
Yeah, absolutely. Philippe and I have talked about pairings quite a few times, actually, on the show, haven't we, Philippe?
Yeah, all the time. And, you know, more and more, you see more and more brew pub popping out and pairing beer and food, and sometimes they are pairing beer, food, and wine at the same time, so guests and customers can evaluate the taste. This dish goes better with beer, and this one goes better with wine. And I mean, it's really, really good to see what is happening in the quality of taste when it comes to food, wine, beer. The food in general is getting so much better. So,
yeah,
that's my take on it.
Yeah, well, thanks, Philippe. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Another neat way to find out about how wines and beers can go with food is go to one of these big food shows. I know they're in Madison and in Milwaukee. There's Wine and Dine put on by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And there a lot of the vintners show up with their latest products and some of the restaurants. And you can kind of roam around and check out what might go well with these little samples. So those are good ways to hit a lot of things at once.
Yeah,
a lot of fun, too.
Absolutely. Thanks, Philippe. Appreciate it very much. Fred in Wisconsin Rapids, we turn to you. Hi, Fred.
Well, I have a cabin in the UP, so all summer and fall, we eat at all the fish fries in the UP as well as the Eagle River Conover area.
Yep.
But my favorite place of all, and I can't wait till I close the cabin and get back home, a little cafe. It's a bar called Ambrosius, which means Food of the Gods.
Yep.
And it's located in Amherst, Wisconsin. And all their sandwiches are delicious, but what really gets me especially is their fish fry. And what's unique about them is their grill doesn't operate on Monday, but Tuesday through Sunday you can have a fish fry any time of day from 11 when they open till when they close. And they have the walleye, the perch, the bluegill, but it's just delicious, paired with their homemade fries. Mm. And it's family-owned. The people that have been running are very, very nice. In fact, in the fall, for the locals, they give a free barbecue. They roast two or three pigs, and with all the trimmings and desserts, that's to pay back the locals for frequenting Ambrosia. So I'm kind of reluctant to mention it over the year.
I understand where you're at, Fred. I can understand. You get a good restaurant like that. Of course, Martin, you're the opposite. You get a good restaurant, you want everybody to know about it.
Well, of course, we want to keep them up and going. And that bit about fish fry, it's you could arm wrestle on who's got the best. You know, everybody has their favorite. But one neat thing that here in Wisconsin, we've got people studying fish, like the new School for Freshwater Sciences is even doing major work with yellow perch, which is a mainstay of fish fries, to see how I know that variety of fish can be improved and how to take care of it, environmentally sound ways of raising it, wild caught, the whole thing. So we have a great mix of education, the University of Wisconsin Ag departments. So everybody's working together. And so fish is good anywhere.
Absolutely.
Yes.
One of the great fish fry judges, Judith Sears-Poisson, joins us again.
You have built such a reputation for me, Larry, built based on absolutely nothing.
The woman knows her fish, that's for sure. And she also knows her listeners, and she knows that listeners like you provide the single largest piece of our budget, and that's why your gift is so important. And to encourage your gift today, your pledge of any amount automatically enters you in a drawing for an iPad Air, which is really cool. So make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know what you can do on that iPad Air, Larry? You can listen to Wisconsin Public Radio.
You sure can.
We're looking to get 41 more pledges in the next 35 minutes or so. Your pledge right now helps keep this program going strong. So make your contribution, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have a lot of great regular guests, I think. Sandy Sawchuk helps us with our pets. Scott Craven, he's happy to speculate on our wildlife sightings, and of course our weather guys, Steve Ackerman and John Martin, and then of course we've got our bird guys like Bill Volkert and And Noel Cutright.
Right, who passed away this past
rest
year.
His soul.
And Phil Pelletieri, who was on yesterday talking about insects. People love hearing from all of these regulars and so many more. They cover topics near and dear to your heart, and they give you advice and ideas. Because you've come to trust and appreciate these guests and Larry as the host, support this program with your dollars. It's easy. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And you can choose the Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin as your thank you gift for your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month or more. Your pledge supports the programs, and I know you're going to enjoy the book. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And you know what? Every time that small monthly gift comes out of your bank account or off your credit card, every month, I know for many months to come, you will have a great idea of where to go thanks to that Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin. So the kind of radio that you expect here on WPR costs money. It's that simple. And public radio listeners like you become public radio members to help pay for those costs.
So take a moment now to make the move from a listener to a public radio member. Make your contribution, any amount, with a secure pledge at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I listen to WPR so that I can hear unbiased news and so I'm able to hear both sides of an issue. I also enjoy getting information on issues that other media does not cover, and I enjoy the variety of programs. I contribute because I hope to be part of the future of WPR and to make sure it's here for future generations.
I hope you'll go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this winter membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears-Poisson asking for your support of WPR. Your gift, $10 a month, $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Ken in Middleton says, time to give back a little for all I receive throughout the year from WPR. Well, we hear great stories like that from WPR listeners every day. They're usually about how WPR touches their lives. The donor comments you hear during this pledge drive are great examples.
These stories remind us of how we're connected to each other as a community, I think. We all love great radio programs, programs that can engage us or inspire us and make us think. Your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes great WPR experiences possible for you and for the community.
And the easiest way to make sure that your support for WPR is always current is to become a sustainer. Becoming a sustainer means that your gift, whether it's $5 a month, $100 a month, or anything above, below, or in between, automatically renews each and every year. Make the switch and make a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've made a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. I hope you'll make a habit of donating as well. It's a good habit, a habit you can be proud of. Get started today with your pledge, any amount, at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 40 more pledges in the next 20 minutes. Please help us out now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, as an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today, you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air. Sustainers, don't worry, you're automatically entered.
You can ask for the Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin when you pledge $120 or more. That's $10 a month, and your name also goes in for the iPad Air as well. Pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Lisa from Madison says, thank you for the option of giving $5 a month. It gives me an opportunity to be part of the WPR Sustainer family. Well, Lisa, welcome to the family. You can join Lisa, become a sustainer, or make a one-time gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, that's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. If you haven't contributed yet, now's a great time to do it. As you listen to Martin Hintz and me talking with him, Martin is the author of many, many, many books, including the one we're talking about today, Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin, the best restaurant, markets, and local culinary offerings. And also, by the way, I should say, includes a whole pile of really good-looking recipes that I haven't had a chance to try out yet. Martin, have you tried all those recipes?
And then some. Well, Pam's the cook in our place. I'm the taster and the washer-up, so we've been doing things. You know, earlier in the show, you laughed about polka dancing, but if you tried some of Maxie's, you know, scotch eggs and haggis, you'd be doing a Highland fling before you know it. So, or a sword dance or some silly business like that. So, yeah, that's a value added to tell your potential donors. You know, where else can you get a recipe for potato and beer soup? You know, or
I love that.
Oh boy, fought with muffins and then pecan crusted chicken and with Kentucky bourbon sauce. Can't go wrong there. So
now here's one that I wondered about: sauerkraut and bacon bread pudding.
Well, you got to try it to enjoy it. That's
See, you're
the best
not going
to
even
it,
you're not even going to taste the sauerkraut, are you? It's gonna it's going to be moist, really a moist mm-hmm. pudding.
Yeah, it is, and that's from Meritage here in Milwaukee. Chef Jan Kelly, she's a good friend, and we've written about her a lot. And it's a nice, cozy little place. And boy, she comes up with some neat new ideas about, you know. And of course, Milwaukee and Wisconsin, German. Of course, so you got to have your sauerkraut.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's I'm looking here: a cup of bacon, diced bacon, some onion, a couple cups of sauerkraut, five eggs, some heavy cream, salt and pepper. There you
that's
go.
That's a Wisconsin recipe, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's
isn't
Wisconsin.
It?
The only thing I don't see in there is cheese.
Well, you could sprinkle some on top, I think, even though Jan might roll her eyebrows. But we could ask her if we could do that. So, well, she's great. And we also have like cookbook authors, good friends of ours, like Liz Crawford and Lucy Saunders and Linda Mutcher. They've all done marvelous books, and they were willing to share some of their recipes too. And these are easy to do. I mean, they're not all exotic herbs from you know, the Middle East or something. That's things you can find here in Wisconsin, the ingredients.
Yep, so absolutely. And there's some nice, really nice looking recipes. You can join in too, by the way. Maybe you've got a restaurant, a market, or a specialty shop in your town we ought to know about. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Or maybe you have a question about where to go in a particular part of the state. That's a good question, too. Email us at talk@WPR.org or phone 1-800-642-1234. Paul in Grays Lake, Illinois, thank you for calling.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to recommend, I guess it's a bit of a change in cuisine, a Chinese restaurant in the Milwaukee area. It's called Fortune. They actually have two locations. The one I'm familiar with is the more southerly of the two. The town is called Something Corners, and it's right where 894 changes from going north-south to going east-west.
Hale's Corners, it is. Hale's Corners.
Yes, that's it. They have an extensive menu. They also have an extensive Chinese recipe menu, you know, not the dishes that Americans are typically used to. And the preparation is very good. It's the best we found outside of Chinatown in Chicago. And if I can just mention briefly how I came across it.
Yeah.
We passed through Milwaukee occasionally, and we were looking for a restaurant on the way back from a trip. I found some listings online, and I think it was a Journal Sentinel article that kind of had some, you know, what kind of read like ho-hum recommendations. And then there was a commenter who, you know, like the fourth or fifth comment down, just talked about this restaurant. And you could just tell from the comment that this person really knew what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. So we followed that recommendation, and what a find. So I'm just returning the favor by passing that knowledge on to the listening audience.
Oh, thank you so much. So it's Fortune, and it's
Fortune.
Yep, Chinese restaurant, and Hale's Corners.
They have two locations. We're familiar with the one in Hale's Corners.
Well, it's nice to know that we can compete with Chicagoland and good restaurants, and I know we can really do a good job.
Well, if you don't want to get all the way down to Chicago, it's maybe the next best thing.
Yeah, and stick a copy of Food Lover's Guide in your glove compartment so you always have it with you.
Thanks, Paul, for calling. Appreciate
Paul.
Call. And Dennis in Green Lake, I want to give you a chance. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. My grandmother was of German descent, and I loved the food she cooked. Can you recommend a great German restaurant?
All right, and you're looking northeast Wisconsin? Or anywhere?
Something there or anywhere. If it's great food, it's worth the drive.
Well, that's an easy, well, I shouldn't say easy, but there's a lot of good ideas. Mader's Restaurant and Carl Rausch's in Milwaukee, they've been around for almost 100 years. Both places are marvelous, right downtown. And there's a Bavarian Inn. There's, they're popping up, you know, just about everywhere. And a lot of restaurants have German items on their menus scattered throughout the state, too. But I'd suggest Mader's and Carl Rausch's here because of the traditional foods that they make and the ambiance of their restaurants.
Yeah,
you know,
pretty cool.
Suits of armor, a lot of wood, all that good stuff.
Yeah, they're both, I've eaten at both those restaurants. They're both a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks, Dennis. John and Boaz, your turn. Hi, John.
Hi, I would like to recommend Mader's and try their sauerbraten.
Oh.
Dynamite good.
Yes. And,
yeah, sehr gut, yeah.
Wisconsin is known for their apples.
Yeah.
And I recommend, you know the old saying, motherhood and apple pie. Yeah. I recommend their apple pie, homemade.
There you
good go. Good up in Door County. That's one of the best places to get apples and cherries, so you can find good pie places up there.
Oh, lots of good pie places. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. And Jeannie in Deerfield. Hello.
Hi, Larry. I'm so excited to be on your program.
Well, thanks for calling.
Before you even brought up Cumberland, I was thinking about calling to remind people that Louis Finer Meat is located there, and their sausages have won international competitions. It's always a stop that we make when we go to Cumberland.
You know, you're absolutely right. He's the owner is actually years back called this program quite a few times. And you were going to add something else.
Yes. Well, outside of Cumberland is the Bona Casa, which has been there forever, I believe, and if you're familiar with that area, there's a strong Italian tradition, and that is truly authentic Italian food. It's a little gem hidden in northern Wisconsin out in the country.
And what's the name of it again?
The Bona Casa, B-O-N-A.
Oh, Bona Casa. Yeah, okay.
Casa. The Bona Casa. And then in Comstock, also just outside of Cumberland, is the Comstock Creamery. Which has an observation window where you can watch them make their delicious cheeses.
Yeah, yeah, I've been there too.
A lot of great food around Cumberland in northern Wisconsin.
Yes, there is, Jeannie. Thank you so much. And Martin, there is some great food in northern Wisconsin.
Oh, boy, everywhere you go, and of course along the Mississippi River, there's some marvelous outlets as well. And I love Valley Fish and Cheese in Prairie du Chien. We're talking about butchers and, you know, fishmongers and all that. And that's a great spot, too. They've been around for many, many years.
Yeah, you bet.
And that's, you can't go wrong there. And then historic Trempolo Hotel up in Trempolo. You know, they've got their walnut burgers if you're a burger fanatic, which I think we all are. And this is a little bit different twist on things. So no matter where you roam, I think in Wisconsin you'll find something just to suit your taste.
Yeah.
Coin a phrase.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Oh, I've got to get back up to Cumberland. I haven't been up there in a long, long time. Got a nice little golf course there, too, as a matter of fact, that I enjoyed playing. Adam in Platteville. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What's on your mind?
Please. Pardon me?
I say, what's on your mind?
Oh, I have two places that I know that are really good. Over in Monroe, there's a place called Baumgartner's. And it's a Swiss house. It's really really fun, simple fare. They have awesome chili and lots of different, like, old-time cheeses and stuff. It's just a really good place. And then the other place is there's a newer place in Platteville. It's on 3rd Street. It's called the 3rd Street Brew Pub. And the guy handcrafts his own beers and stuff, which is a lot of fun, really good beers. Also, he has burgers that are, like, $1, and they're just... clean, good, simple burgers. Yeah, it's weird.
A buck?
The rule of thumb is, a buck. The burgers taste like steak, and the rule of thumb is, they don't need ketchup. And you can order just the burger on the bun, no toppings, no nothing, and you don't need anything. They're just simply that good.
And what's the name of the place again?
Third Street Brew Pub.
Third Street Brew Pub in what town?
Platteville, Wisconsin.
In Platteville, okay.
Yep. Well,
now, you know, Baumgartner's been around since 1931, so they know their cheeses and meats. So.
Yeah, and you feature Baumgartner's in your book, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we do. It's a fun place to drop into, and they have the world's second best chili. Of course, Mom always makes the best, so that's one of their plugs. So they have great chili there as well.
Oh, they have great. Well, I'm convinced of that. There's so much good food around Wisconsin. Food critic Judith Sears Poisson
that
joins
I'll own up to.
With us to help me tell you that you should support the programs you enjoy. Your support makes high quality commercial fee programs on WPR possible. And when you pledge today, you'll be entered into a drawing for an iPad Air. Now's a great time to support the programs you value at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 28 more pledges in the next 8 minutes. That's a little tight, but we can get there with your help. Thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, help us stay on track by making your contribution right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Actually, 26 to
26.
Go. Listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is like a tuition-free lifelong education, a lot of people said, and it certainly has been for me.
Me too.
All you need is a radio, a computer, or a mobile device to listen on.
And it's your support that makes this lifelong learning available to you and to hundreds of thousands of other people as well. That's amazing. You have the power to share information and learning with a huge community of people, a community you belong to, when you support WPR. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge is appreciated, and every pledge certainly helps pay for the programs you love on WPR. So while you're at it, ask for the Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin as your thank you gift when you give $120 or more, it'd be $10 a month or more, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
So I've been living in Wisconsin for roughly the last 20 years. I came here for school. I think I became a member when I was in my mid-20s. Whenever I could, I would try to send $20 or something and whatever I could manage at that time. I've always imagined that it would be fun to be a philanthropist, and if I thought something was really a wonderful cause that I could give them $1 million, just, you know, open my checkbook. There are not nearly as many zeros involved, but in a small way, I'm a small-scale philanthropist. It definitely feels like money that's going to a good cause. When I became a sustainer, it felt like there was an additional connection. To me, it's a no-brainer. When I became a sustainer, it just made things that much better. Sort of like the way it felt when I got married a couple years ago. I loved him a lot, but when I married him, it felt even that much better. My name is Lisa, and I live in Monona, Wisconsin. I really enjoy being a sustainer, and I encourage you to do the same.
Well, I'm with Lisa. I'm encouraging you to do the same as well. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson, asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our winter membership drive. And whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And everyone who pledges today will be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air. You could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Actually, you don't even have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to WPR iPad Drawing. That's at 821 University Avenue in Madison. The zip code is 53706. So you can enter by sending a postcard or just make a pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And people often talk about the high quality of life in Wisconsin. I've been here for a quarter of a century. Larry's been here a little longer than that. We have great state parks, a respected university system, wonderful libraries, great cultural institutions. WPR is also part of the high quality of life right here, right in Wisconsin.
On WPR, you enjoy lively discussions. We have in-depth news. We have some great music and entertainment. Help pay for the variety that you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio with your donation. Give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Judith, we need to move here.
We do. 25 more pledges in the next 5 minutes or so. We can do it, but only with your support. Your pledge right now helps pay for the programs like the Larry Mueller Show that you count on all year long. Thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hoping to meet our goals here. If you've never given before, here's what to expect. A very short process, takes a couple minutes. You answer some basic questions, your name, address, the amount of your gift, and how do you like to pay?
And
that's pretty much it, isn't
that's
it?
That's really it. And, you know, making that first donation to WPR feels great. Making a second gift, making the gift that you know is probably your 50th over the course of your lifetime feels even better. Many first-time donors give $5 a month, but the amount is totally up to you. What's important is that you give, and you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A couple minutes more to go. We're looking for about 25 pledges, somewhere in there. So help out right now.
Oh, 23 now.
23, good. Help out right now. You can make it 22 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And as an added bonus for your pledge, any amount, you'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air. So if you're a sustainer, don't worry, you're automatically entered.
And don't forget, you can ask for the Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin with your pledge of $120 or more. We've been having such a great time listening to Larry and Martin talk about the great restaurants and bars and specialty shops and hearing from listeners about their favorite places. I'll make sure some of those go up on WPR.org later today. You can get your own copy of the Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin. You can spend, truthfully, years exploring all the places that Martin and Pam have put together in there. But to get it, pledge now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Larry, what are you finding in that book there?
Oh, I'm just looking at pecan-crusted chicken with Kentucky bourbon sauce.
Leave it to you to find the bourbon sauce.
Well, yeah, and the rushing water stuffed trout.
Oh, man. What's the trout stuffed with?
Well, I don't know. I have to look it up here. I'll bet it's still a little of vegetables and herbs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds
it's
really
gonna be,
good.
It's going to be really.
And boy, there's some good trout in Wisconsin.
Oh, there's some great trout. And I haven't caught them all. I've caught a few.
You've left a few that
I've
we can catch
few,
and stuff.
I've left a few in the state.
Well, if you want to know where to get great trout on a plate or how to stuff your own trout, you will want the Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin with your pledge of $120 or more. 888-202-2552, WPR.org.
And we still got time. We can make it.
20 more pledges.
20 more to go. Pledge right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thanks if you've already contributed. If you haven't, do it right now. There is so much variety in the foods here in Wisconsin and certainly no shortage of great places to enjoy it. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Martin Hintz, my guest, one of the authors of Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin, the best restaurants, markets, and local culinary offerings. We're having a great time talking about the restaurants, the bars, the markets, and a whole lot more. And Martin, once again, thanks so much for spending time with us today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. And I'd like to say, if you're looking for places around the state to go, we've got some great maps done by Ross Siegel, who kind of helped put that together. So you'll never get lost. Or if you do get lost, you can stop into the Cafe Carp, or you can do a burger at the Kilty, or whatever. So
or go on the phone to one of the places, you know, because you've got phone numbers in there, too.
Well,
you've
that
got the
helps. And also, yeah, sure, it all's good. If you're looking for the book in a good bookstore, look for the one with the cover of the macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, that's really good. Now, where'd that macaroni and cheese come from?
I'm sworn to secrecy, but it is so good. And
Does it look good?
Talk about comfort food, right? You can have all your fancy, loins of elk and all that, but sometimes mac and cheese just fits in perfectly.
I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. If you have a question or comment, or maybe you've got a restaurant or market or a bar that you would like to tell us about, maybe there's a spot that you happily take a road trip to eat as well, let us know. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We would certainly love to hear from you. Nancy says, emailed us right now, right next to Hurley, Wisconsin, is Ironwood, Michigan. And you didn't go out of the state for this one, but there is a bar restaurant there that has one of the best prime rib sandwiches you ever will eat, the Old Suffolk Ale House.
Oh, that sounds good. I'll go anywhere for prime rib.
Oh, yeah. It's on the main street at Ironwood, Michigan, and that's just a mile from Hurley. So, that would be a place that I would certainly try out. Chris and Madison wanted to give a shout out to Fromagination in Madison and all of the other great cheesemakers and sellers in the state. And Fromagination is a wonderful store.
Right on the square.
I'm talking about cheese and wonderful award-winning cheeses. They've got it in spades. For sure.
And talk about other dairy products. I can't say enough about Babcock Hall and the ice cream. They're
best ice cream ever.
Yum, yum. Just delicious.
And Bill we had a Facebook comment from Bill in Bayfield. He says, take the trip over to Corny. This place serves whitefish livers, which I love, and the best chowder in the state, thanks to the added whitefish and lake trout. So that's in Bayfield, and the place is Corny.
So that sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's that. Why haven't I eaten there? I don't know why. I'm there a lot in Bayfield. And let's see. I want to give Matt in Brainerd, Minnesota, a chance to join in. Matt, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I travel all over the state because I do cable for a living.
Yep.
And I found the best burger joint I ever found was in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, called a little place called Friar Tuck's.
Friar Tuck's.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a little tiny place. The waitresses actually wear friar uniforms, the smock and everything, with the rope belt. And the burgers were just fantastic. And they're relatively cheap, $6, $7, $8 a burger.
Okay, but you get a nice big one.
Oh, yeah, it's just huge. A half-pound burger, enough cheese on there to kill you. It was just fantastic.
Half-pounders. I like that idea.
Yeah. I've been to Friar Tuck's. That's a pretty good spot. And there's other hamburger joints. There's Cupies and Racine. You know, Wayne's Drive-In up in Cedarburg is a favorite place. Of course, I mentioned the Kilty in Oconomowoc a little earlier. And down in Milwaukee, you've got Cops. That's K-O-P-P-S. Mm-hmm. You got several of those. I think those hamburgers are as big as a bass drum. And then Dr. Dog has good burgers, too, even though hot dogs are their main thing. But it's Kobe beef and, dynamite.
Dynamite. And, he's talking about, you mentioned Milwaukee, and that got me thinking about the Packing House, not for hamburgers necessarily, but the Packing House on Layton in Milwaukee. You featured that, I believe, in your book.
Yeah, that's been around for many, many years, and it's just their steaks are excellent, and it's not too far from the airport. So if you're running early, you can stop in, get a sandwich, tuck in your back pocket, and away you go. So that's a nice spot to go to.
And I wanted to get back to the Fortune Chinese Restaurant. We talked about it earlier. And we had an email from Emil who said the restaurant is really not in Hales Corners. It's in Milwaukee near the corner of Oklahoma and South 108th Street.
Okay, that's way down there, though.
That's way down. So that might have been the second one. There's two, so that's probably the other one.
Yeah, you always find out new places, and I appreciate that caller letting us know about those.
Yep, absolutely. Barb and Nakusa, hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for the program. I'm wondering about good restaurants in the central Wisconsin area. Stevens Point, Wisconsin Rapids, that area.
Okay. Where's Jeannie Dosh Weymouth? She's from Wisconsin Rapids, one of my old partners on this program from years back. I bet if she's listening, she'll call in and give us a Wisconsin Rapids one. But, well, here we got Martin right here on the phone. Well, Martin, why don't you give us something?
Well, I'm thinking deep thoughts here, and it's always fun to kind of go through the memory bank and just see what might be just perfect right down the street from her. So just give me one second. My old memory here is, churning through the long list. And I'll come up with maybe two or three here for her in just a second.
So, great.
All right. Well, hang on. Stay listening, Barb. We're going to get you something here. Barb and Nakusa, you can join in too, by the way, 800-642-1234. Or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. You can do that too. Or you can go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, and you can join in the conversation that way as well. And there's a small, while Martin's looking for things, I'm going to mention a Facebook comment from Kevin, because Kevin said there's a small Italian place in Silver Lake, Wisconsin. That's in western Kenosha County. It's called Biotti's Taste of Italy. They have the absolute best tiramisu that I have ever tasted, even among other top-tier Italian restaurants that I've visited. My dad is a phenomenal chef here at home and has tried to recreate his own tiramisu, but even he says that you can't compete with them. So
Benanti's. Speaking of those central Wisconsin restaurants, I apologize. Should have come up right away with House of Embers in Wisconsin Dells. That's a great spot. Kind of the old world, talking cozy and fireplace, especially on these below 0 days. You can snuggle up there. And the Blue Spoon at Prairie du Sac is another nice little place. Peanut butter caramelized, onion pickles. I mean, just all sorts of bizarre things like that. And so it takes me a minute to click in on some of these. You know, just a big blur of good stuff. So,
well, do you ever go to Chuck's Dykesville Bowl? Sue says they have the best fried cheese curds there.
Okay. Oh, but State Fair, they've got the best fried everything.
Oh, man, yeah, fried.
Oh, boy, cheese curds and pickles and candy bars and, oh, dear, there goes the heart.
Bacon, everything. Chocolate-covered bacon.
Oh, boy.
Roger and Toma, it is your turn. Hi, Roger.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Oh, not a problem. I took my undergraduate in Stevens Point, and my wife lives there. And if you're looking for, like, just good burgers and good food and a nice fish fry, I recommend the Hilltop in Stevens Point.
Okay.
It's a nice little place. There is the Red Mill Inn, which is right outside of Stevens Point, which is excellent, excellent dining. And if you're down in my area around Toma, we have Jake's Northwood and Sparta. We have several really good mom-and-pop Wisconsin-type restaurants.
Yeah,
and the Main Grain Bakery, which you probably know of, that's a Stevens Point, too. That's all that homemade organic breads. And
actually, my brother-in-law owns the coffee shop right next door.
Oh. Perfect. A nice marriage there.
Yeah, it worked out pretty good.
Thanks, Raj. Yeah, did you have something to add?
Just real quick, you guys were talking about the Packing House. I took my master's in Milwaukee. Excellent food, but I got to give a shout out just down the road. If you like crab legs, Saturday night at Amelia's.
Oh,
all you can eat crab legs. Wonderful food.
Oh, well,
just down the road from the Packing House.
Thanks, Roger. Thanks a lot for calling. Oh, man, I'm talking about getting hungry here.
We'll see you at the Marigold Restaurant in Madison any minute now, right?
Oh, man. Wow. John in Reedsburg. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to tell you about a place outside of Wisconsin Dells, Springbrook Bar and Grill. They got a great smoked wings, smoked ribs, smoked pork butt, things of that nature.
Springbrook Bar and Grill. I get up to the Dells pretty often because my daughter plays in basketball tournaments, and there's a lot of tournaments are held at the Dells, and so that's one we haven't stopped at.
Yeah, I'm going to write that one down.
It's just right outside of the Dells, just off the interstate. Can't miss the big billboard that we got now. But, yeah, we got all our chicken wings are smoked and make homemade sauces. We got smoked ribs, smoked pork butt, like I said, and everything is super great. Also fresh beer on tap, 13 beers.
It sounds like a plan to me. So it's the Springbrook Spring Brook.
Yep, Spring Brook Sports Bar and Grill.
Thanks, John.
We'll be there. And then down the road is the Paul Bunyan in the Dells. There, that's a fun
place to stop.
Yeah,
and
all the pancakes you can eat, I guess. So it's,
and I can put a lot of them away, too. I'll tell you that for sure.
A good challenge.
Let's go to Shada in Galesville. Shada, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Appreciate the call.
Good. I just wanted to shout out to Suncrest Gardens Pizza Farm. It's outside of Fountain City, Wisconsin. It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, but they have wood-fired pizza, and they have drinks there, wine, beer, and they usually have outdoor music, too, on the weekends.
So it's, what's the name of it again?
Suncrest Gardens Farms, I think. It's like a wood-fired pizza place, but it's more of like an organic farm that they use all of their own produce and their own vegetables, and it's just wonderful, and it's beautiful out there.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great.
We were laughing about farms in Wisconsin. Now they grow pizza? That's really quite a crime. That's kind of fun to hear.
No, they definitely don't. But their pizzas are huge, and it's enough to feed a bunch of people, and you can sit outside and listen to music, and it's just a really good time for the whole family, actually. I mean, you can bring kids. They have a playground and things like that. So.
Oh, well, thank you, Shana. I appreciate the call very, very much. Boy, we've had lots of good suggestions here from our listeners. But, of course, you've got a ton of good selections in your book. And just, you know, the book, it's organized, as we were talking earlier, it's organized into regions and then from there into categories. And you've got foodie faves, landmarks, specialty stores, markets of producers, and then great bars. And then a whole thing of several recipes, too, that really make it a wonderful book, Martin.
Well, good. And I hope your potential donors snap up the opportunity to get some during your fund drive here. We're glad to help.
Well, certainly great to have you with us, Martin. I really appreciate it. And as I said earlier, Judith Sears-Poisson, one of the great food critics in Wisconsin, who has sampled from hundreds of restaurants in the state.
I'm actually going to try a new restaurant tonight.
Oh, you are?
With a friend.
Oh.
Well, a new Mexican place in Madison, so.
Well, good for you. Well, before you do that, will you talk about
Wisconsin? I definitely will.
Oh, okay. Well, good, because listeners, we need to talk to listeners because they provide the single largest piece of our budget. And that's why, as you listen, that's why your gift is so important. And to encourage your gift today, your pledge, any amount, automatically enters you into a drawing for an iPad Air. So I hope you'll make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And last hour, we heard from 50 wonderful listeners who made a pledge. Thank you so much for that support. Our goal now is 25 pledges by 12:30, and we have 17 more to go in the next 10 minutes. These goals are set up to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs you rely on. It's really just that simple. So help meet this goal with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying today's conversation, I'm sure, with Martin Hintz about his book, Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin. That's an example, I think, of the kind of fun and interesting conversations we have on this show.
Now take a few minutes to make this program and many more like it possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And right now you can get Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin when you make a contribution of $120. That's $10 a month. Your donation supports the programs that you count on. And you can also get this nice thank you gift. So pledge today at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, Martin was so great when I sent him an email asking if he'd come on today. And right away he said, oh, of course, anything for WPR. Well, we get such good guests on WPR because they know you'll ask great questions. There'll be a great conversation and they won't be interrupted by commercials either. Your support makes all of this possible. You are the most reliable part of our budget. So give now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you're interested in playing a larger role in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, we have the 9XM Leadership Circle. It's a group of listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support the Wisconsin Public Radio programs. I will personally give you the secret handshake to get into the meetings.
Leadership Circle members like Larry value the compelling public radio programming that so many people in our communities rely on. They make sure that it will be here today and tomorrow for all who listen. If you'd like to increase your support to WPR and maybe join the 9XM Leadership Circle, you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I enjoy your programs. What I enjoy most about it is, you know, I'm born in Milwaukee. I have an urban point of view of things. When I listen to your callers calling throughout the states, I have all kinds of points of view from a rural, farm, you name it. I just like to hear the points of view through the state, and I enjoy and I learn from the other callers.
You can pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson asking for your support of WPR during our winter membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We are still looking for 16 more pledges in the next 7 minutes or so. We can definitely do it with your pledge right now to help keep this program going strong. Make that contribution, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
If I'm betting you're like me, WPR is probably a preset in your home or in your car radio, and probably your home and your car. You listen to WPR a lot, and it's time to become a contributing member.
I personally wake up to WPR each and every morning. Help pay for the station you listen to so much. Make the switch from someone who listens to someone who listens and contributes. Do it right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you become a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio like you have, that was an important first step. Now take that second step and become a financial supporter.
And that step from listener to supporter is easy. Decide how much you'd like to give. Maybe $5 a month is a great starting point, and then make your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about your contribution to WPR as an investment in your future listening. Give us just a few minutes of your time and your donation, any amount, and in return, you'll get lots of great programs.
And it can be also an investment in your future dining, because if you pick up on that Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin, you will have such a resource for enjoying all the great places around our state. Donate at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And in just a few minutes, you'll have made a wise investment, one that pays dividends each and every day.
We have about 50,000 members who support Wisconsin Public Radio financially.
That's amazing. Yeah, think about that, 50,000 people.
Great. Your contribution, join in here. Your contribution, any amount, it's pulled in with all those other member contributions to make up the single largest piece of our budget.
We use that money to bring you great programs every day. Programs like the Larry Mueller Show, programs talking about the wonderful things that make Wisconsin such a great place to live. The food, the environment, how to stay healthy, how to be a good parent, how to be a good coworker, how to, what else?
Reading,
do your taxes right.
Reading Judith's restaurant reviews that she writes.
Yeah.
As one of the great restaurant reviewers of the country.
Well, we really do take seriously the money that you entrust us with to bring you great programs every day. So make that pledge right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Time is growing a little shorter, and we're still looking for 12 more pledges in the next, 4 minutes or so. Help out right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. As an added bonus for any pledge, any amount, we'll enter your name in a drawing for an iPad Air. So don't worry if you're a sustainer. You're automatically entered.
And remember, ask for the Food Lover's Guide to Wisconsin. It's such a fun book, chock full of great information to maybe keep in your car. So when you're driving around the state, you'll have access to it. You can get that with a pledge of $120 or more. That comes out to just $10 a month. The important thing is to pledge now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
That's 888-202-2552. I was so excited about the fact we only need 11
yes.
more
oh,
people
that's great.
To get on the phone and call or to go to WPR.org. You know, WPR.org, that's one way to do it, or go to 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. We're down. Oh, we just have 11 more.
11
to
more.
Go.
In the next few minutes, we can do it with your help. Brad from Jonesboro, Illinois. From Illinois, we get pledgers even from outside of the state. He says, I listen to WPR on the WPR app. Thank you for your service. I'm happy to make a donation today. Well, thank you, Brad, and join Brad. Be happy. Make a donation. 1-888. Oh, see, Larry, you got me messed up now. 1-888-202-2552, WPR.org.
And Ken from Middleton, Wisconsin says, time to give back a little for all I receive throughout the year from WPR. What about you? What do you receive from WPR throughout the year? I hope it's something that you really enjoy. Some great information, some fun listening. If that's in your wheelhouse, now's the time to help us out. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Make your contribution now. We need 9 more to go Ooh. To reach our goals. You can help us. Do it right now. And thanks for listening.